Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after 7 years, that's why he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
Myself off mute. I want to welcome everybody to Vibe Time with Jerry on the air, and that's on Facebook Live. I have my special guest, John Stevens, waiting patiently for me to hurry and put him on. However, I do have to make an announcement. I can't even talk tonight. Hell, I couldn't even spell, let alone talk right now. Kavanaugh 360 is having an event September 26th. Cabin on 360, if you have not been there to Mechanicsville, Virginia, they do have a Facebook page, Cabin on 360. They will be selling tickets to do an investigation at their place. There's three parts to it, the cabin, the brick rancher, and the woods, all for $30 from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. So you might want to get your tickets. They go pretty fast. On that same day, from 3 to 6 p.m., I will be doing readings, energy work, aura readings, and those are $20 tickets, which is a steal because most of the time my energy work can go anywhere from $30 to $60 to $90. So that's when you get three things combined into one, that's very, very reasonable. It's like many dollars off. So I can't think of any other events right now. I know John Stevens knows all of them, and we have an entire 90 minutes to talk about events and everything else. How are you doing, Brenda? So I am going to take John off of mute so that we can have a nice discussion. Oh, I forgot. I don't have my mouse thing. So hold on, John. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. That's all, we've crossed the first hurdles. That's always the worst, is just making sure I'm here and everybody can hear me. So.
Yep, I can hear you fine as well. I have to manually, I don't know where my mouse pointer went on my computer, so thank God it's a touch screen computer, because I have to sit over here and touch everything, and I'm afraid my big finger is going to erase something.
Yeah, just don't erase me.
I know, right? I could just see it now, accidentally hitting end episode or some stupidness like that, because I would never get it back if I end it. You know, it's like, really?
You wouldn't be the only female to do that in my life.
It wouldn't be intentional, I promise.
That's what they all say.
Yeah,
we're
going to blame it on Victor. We'll just blame it all on Victor. It's always his fault.
I hear him. So before we get into some events, because I got a list. Like I said the other day, I've got a calendar, but I really do need a calendar to keep track of all the events that are going to be coming up just between now and December. And I'm going to go over it in a minute, but I just want to know how you're doing.
Well, I am doing great. I'm sorry I missed the Labor Day parade.
That was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people in town. I don't know, a lot of them, you know, were probably taken by surprise to see a bunch of flag waving golf cart people going down the road. It was a lot of golf carts, probably twice as many that was in that parade that we did a few months back. And it was really a lot of fun. And Daryl wants to do another one, I think, for the same day as the Oyster Festival would have been. But I don't know if that's been official or not.
Right. Well,
that's even said
that
a Halloween parade.
Yeah, I think we're going to create our very own Oyster Fest this year.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would like to see something done. They're going to be Urbana is a nice place to be at any time. So we need any reason to have a golf cart parade. That's just as good as any. So.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Everything with Halloween
now
is up in the air right now.
Halloween's a really a crazy time to try to get a lot of stuff done, because there's a lot of events that are going on, not just paranormal, but just overall. And I think Halloween's on a Saturday this year.
Right.
So that just adds to the... It is like literally going to be a weekend full of stuff going on.
Right. And they're canceling a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There's going to be some of that. It's funny because I'm starting to see more and more stuff come back online and be scheduled rather than things being canceled. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I don't think the town has made the decision yet on what they're going to do. People are saying that they may cancel it, but I'm still... I guess if they did, I wouldn't understand why, because they're outside. So I'm not quite getting that concept.
It's a very big popular event. A lot of people. It's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe not this year. Maybe it should not be done this year. I don't know. You've been recently to the Old House Woods, is that right?
Yeah, we went.
Didn't you just get back?
Yeah, we went Saturday. We went Saturday.
And how was that?
And it was very interesting. I got a couple EVPs out of that, and there was actually another group that was down there called Enigma Paranormal. Is it Enigma Virginia Paranormal? It might just be Enigma Paranormal. I'll have to look them up and see. But they were down there doing some investigating. So it was pretty interesting to have another group of people down there.
Is that a place? Now, you know that I've been trying to go, so I don't have any experience at that place. But is that something that is a physical place, soon as you step on that property, that you know that there's something going on?
With me, as I'm driving to it, when I hit a certain curve, I feel a strong energy, like it's almost like, it almost feels like an electric fence to me. It's like an energy field. Let me back up, an energy field. And when I get to the beach part, it kind of tapers off. Yeah, on the way there, that's what Kimberly said. On the way there, there's like a strong energy field. And then, like, when I get to the beach, I'm always relaxed. I don't feel the same energy on the beach as I do when I'm on the, you know, when you start walking on the road. It's hard to explain. Because when you're driving down Haven Beach Road, when you get to the end of the road, there's a big parking lot where you can park at, and then you go to the beach. But if you walk off of that parking lot and walk the road, the energies shift, if that makes sense. The beach is beautiful. I mean,
Donna wants to go. My sister wants to go.
Okay.
But she says she can't go in the middle of the night like you like to go. You got to go early because she's got to get in bed.
Well, no, I mean, I understand. I understand her because most of the time I can't go. Like, I'm going this Thursday to meet Kim and Savannah there at 8, but the reason why we're going is because we want to run some of our, I want to run a theory there with the new moon and the energy. But, I mean, I get off of work at 2 o'clock, so we can go out there one day. She just has to let me know when.
Yeah, but she really wants to go. Well, so do I. So,
yeah,
I need to make that happen.
Yeah, because like this Saturday, I won't be able to do anything because I've got to go to Mechanicsville because I have clients that I got to do some Reiki on. So, we can look at a date and see what's good because you work during the week too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we'll have to look at that and see. Kim said let her know too.
So do you want me to go over some events that are coming up?
Yes, because there's so many of them, please.
All right. So I'm just going to go down this list and maybe talk a little bit about each one because – We're at a time now that it hasn't been like this in a long time. In fact, probably more now than it has been since about a year ago. We have a really good spike in paranormal events happening in Virginia. And which is a good thing because I'm seeing a lot of groups now doing, they've changed the way they set up events, they've limited tickets, they've limited, they've taken all the safety protocols. It took a while to get all that, you know, kind of straightened out. But, you know, now they're figuring out how to do these events and do them safely. So I've got a fairly good list here, and I'm sorry if I may have missed something, but I tried to be as accurate as possible and try to catch all the ones. So starting, and I kind of didn't even start until the 25th of September. So if there's something going on this week or this weekend, I just totally missed it. Or next weekend as well. But the 25th, the Exchange Hotel has started back with their events. And I believe what I was told was that they will do maybe one event each month.
Okay.
And if you've never been to the Exchange Hotel, that is a great historical place that has a lot of activity. And it's known across the country. It has national recognition. And it's in Gordonsville, Virginia. But that event, just to show you how popular that place is, that event sold out very quickly on the 25th. And that's a Friday night.
Wow.
I'm guilty of waiting sometimes on events because what I've done is in the past I've signed up for events and then other things have come up and I've been kind of stuck with having to do an event and there might be multiple events that night and I might have had a better choice for me personally to do. And so sometimes I've waited, and that's also hurt me in that I've waited and things have actually sold out up from underneath me. For instance, the next night on the 26th or the next day, there are a few events, and one of them you mentioned is the event at the Cabin on 360. And, you know, that's a local event for me. It happens to be National Ghost Hunting Day. So
right.
There are events everywhere. Not only in Virginia, but everywhere. Like, I know people that are going to North Carolina and some are going to Pennsylvania to participate in things. There's just something going on that night everywhere or that day.
Right.
And it also happens to be probably the biggest in Virginia is the Fleetwood Paracon, just because there's going to be so many. They've lined up. I thought last year's lineup was good. This year's lineup is even better.
Nice.
They have added so many paranormal groups and tickets. I believe that was another event that they still have tickets for the Paracon itself. But they have a nighttime investigation, and that's sold out. And that's sold out from underneath me. But they redid some things, and they freed up some more tickets. And I think as of yesterday, there might have been some more tickets still available. I was able to grab one. But so that event starts at 11 o'clock during the day and runs till 8 o'clock, and then they break, come back, I believe, at 9 and start the investigation. And there's speakers going on, like, all day. They usually speak for 45 minutes to an hour. I've seen the list. I know that there are some great speakers that are going to be at this year's if they're anything like last year's, it's just fun just to sit there and listen to all these different people that I have come to really respect the way they investigate and the way they run things.
Right.
So that's literally an all-day event. There's also a battlefield tour that you can sign up to do. And they take you for about an hour, and you drive over to the battlefield, which is less than 5 minutes away from the church. The graffiti house, everybody has heard of the graffiti house, literally sits right next door to Fleetwood Church. The tables will be set up around Fleetwood Church, and all the money and proceeds go to the renovation of Fleetwood Church.
Okay.
And all of that is historical ground. Graffiti House is a place where they do investigations at now. But they call it the Graffiti House because some Civil War soldiers actually drew some drawings on the walls inside the house, and those drawings are still there, and they called it the Graffiti House because of that.
Gotcha.
But that's a big event. There's also in Wytheville, Virginia, at the Octagon Mansion, there's a what they call a ghost hunt and sleep event, where it's going to be an all-night event, and you can go to sleep or you can stay up investigating at that place. The Wytheville's is to me a very long ways away. I won't be doing that event, but
right.
I've heard good things about the Octagon House. That's also another well-known historical home that has a lot of activity in Virginia.
Gotcha. I've heard of that.
Real quick on the place on the Cabin on 360 on the 26th. For those that have not heard, if you go upstairs to the room to the right of the stairs, Jerry has now called that the Pink Pearl. And it's also known as the rabbit hole, but I have to warn y'all that they ought to charge extra admission just to be able to go into that room and experience what you're going to experience.
Yeah.
And if you listened to the show 2 weeks ago with our friend Cherie, you will know, if you listen to that show, it was an R-rated show, so you get to know what went on in the Pink Pearl upstairs room at the Cabin on 360 and what's bound to happen from here on out. That room will never forever be the same after that evening. That's for sure.
Yeah, but you were with us. You know, we never talk about your experience there.
Yeah, well, I just sat back and turned red in the dark. So that's
it's too bad that I can't tune Charlie in. I just can't say her name right. She loves me though. It's too bad I can't tune her in because, you know, that would be a blast to talk about the Pink Pearl bordello room.
That's right. And I call her Cherie, but that's only like one of six names that she will respond to, okay? So I'm just telling y'all as an audience, that may or may not be her real name. That's what I just call her today, Cherie.
Yeah, that's just what we call her today, and then we'll switch names tomorrow.
That's right. Well, she will. She'll switch her name tomorrow.
Yeah,
And she will switch her hair color tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
It'll be some form of red. We're just not sure which color.
That's right. That is correct. And I believe she's coming to one of the events. I don't know which one she's coming to. I don't know if it's the 26th one or the October one. But I know she's going to be in dress, so it's got to be the October one. We're hoping.
You know, I was told that October event is a private event.
It is. You're talking about what we're doing. Yeah, it is what it originally was supposed to be me, Ryan, Kimberly, and Savannah celebrating our birthdays together. Which
okay.
We still will be, because our birthdays all fell like, their birthdays fell like days apart from each other. And then it went from that to costume, Halloween slash birthday. I don't know. I do know that it's a private event. I do know that much on the 17th. But I thought Ryan said, from what I can see, and he can correct it all on this link if he wants to when he comes on, that it would be $10 and that a person can investigate. So I'm not sure. Ryan's going to have to give me some clarification on all that. But I thought it was a private event that you could bring like
yeah.
a couple people with you. But he's going to have to correct all that on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I had mentioned it on the Virginia Paranormal Events page, and he asked me to remove it. Because it
okay.
was a private event. So,
okay.
which I was glad to do. When I first saw it, I said, oh, wow, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So I kind of jumped the gun. Sometimes I'll post stuff and share stuff, and sometimes people have to tell me, hey, this is not a something I want shared, which it happens.
No. I'm glad you gave me clarification on that, because I was getting confused. So I'm glad you have clarified that part of it, because I got confused. Which happens. I do that every day.
Yeah. Well, so right after, so the next week after that, 26, again, big day, all over, everywhere. If you have a, if you like ghost hunting, if you like paranormal, September 26, you can go just to any city in this country, any town, and you will find a paranormal event going on that night.
Awesome.
That is the biggest ghost hunting night of the year.
What day is that on?
The 26th of September.
Oh, snap, I didn't know that.
So, on the 2nd and 3rd of October, the Tennessee Wraith Chaser guys, Mike and Chris from Tennessee Wraith Chasers, and probably Brandon, will be at Henricus. And this is an event that was rescheduled. It was originally back in April. They rescheduled it for October. And this is the first time those guys have done that. So I've done Henricus one time. Now, there are some people that have done Henricus multiple times. That is a really cool place. As far as it's just one of those places in Virginia where there's a lot of history going on.
Okay.
And so they have an Indian village. They have a village there that is like revolutionary. They even have a part of it that's Civil War history. But none of those things that they have, none of those buildings are original. They're only what they think was what it looked like. So that's one of those places where it's the land. The land is what is special. And that land, that point on the James, like I said, it was where Indians were at when we first discovered this country and were coming up the river, up the James River. That's one of the places they went to. So we're talking about 1600s. Then it was Revolutionary
gotcha.
War. Then it was Civil War. There's been so much stuff that's happened right there on that point at Henricus that there are a lot of people that go there and they immediately feel stuff when they get there. Like you would do that if you went there.
Right.
So Chris and Mike, the guys from TWC, will be in town for a two-night event put on by Haunted Nights, which is what Lyle and Tana Lotz of Twisted Paranormal have started, Haunted Nights Paranormal, promoting events. And that's one of their events that they are involved with. And actually, I asked Chris one time of TWC, this is back a few months ago, and he said that they hope to make this a yearly thing of coming there.
Nice.
Yeah, and they come to the Exchange Hotel 2 to 3 times a year. And they say they go there. They don't do that with everywhere they go. You know, and they do this for a living. They just go places every weekend. But for them to set aside 2 or 3 weekends to come to the Exchange Hotel, and I know because I've talked to them personally, they have told me that they will always go there because they love it. It's like coming back home to them. They hope that it's going to be the same way with Enricus, where it's going to be a yearly thing for them to come there. If you've ever ghost hunted with those guys, they're really laid back. They're very humble guys. They're very easy and very approachable to talk to. They are people persons. They love talking to people. They love taking pictures with people. And that's a two-night event. They'll do a thing Friday night, and then they turn around and do it again Saturday night. And so if it's sold out, I'm not sure if it's sold out now, if they've got any tickets left. But that's an event that if you don't catch it this year, that you'll want to catch it again maybe same time next year. They may do it in April. I'm not sure.
Right.
Another event coming up, Flumeri Production, which is RTL Paranormal, is part of Flumeri Promotions, and they have an event at the Beacon Theater, which is in Hopewell. And that's
who is
another
RTL?
Place that RTL.
I'm sorry, who is RTL? Yeah. Had to get my blink.
Yeah, RTL is Ray Savina is the head of RTL, and he formed Flumeri Promotions, which has hired, they are a company that lines up guys like Daryl Marston from Ghost Hunters, Mustafa, Brian Murray, there's several others that they promote the events for those guys. They have signed them. They're their agents, I guess, for the paranormal world. And so they do a lot of events, and those guys are the calling. They're the reason why you show up. You know, if you're into these ghost investigations where you get to investigate with a famous person, That's what this is. It's sort of like the TWC event at Enricus. Flumeri Promotions puts on a lot of events where they have you know these famous people that you see on TV. You can ghost hunt with those guys, and those guys go to the Exchange Hotel too.
I'll just do my paranormal stuff with Kimberly. She's been on TV.
Right. Famous Kimberly at OHW. So the Beacon Theater is a place where it's had a lot of activity. It's a beautiful theater. And RTL has done many events there, so there. This is going to be one that's not going to have a celebrity guest investigator there. It's just going to be your normal ghost investigation. I believe they still have tickets available for that, but that's on the 10th of October, and that's a really cool place, a beautiful place.
That's one day before my birthday.
All right, so I've got to remember that. The 11th of October is Jerry's birthday.
That's right, because I most certainly don't have it advertised on Facebook.
Well, so here's a event that I thought of you when I saw it. So coming up on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of October is the Spirit Sorcery. I don't know, how do you pronounce that word? S-O-I-R-E-E. Sorcery? Spirit Sorcery.
Yeah,
all right, so that's going to be at the Dunlora Bed and Breakfast there in Mineral, Virginia. Stephanie Burke and Scott Porter from TWC will be there an entire weekend. Stephanie is she does Reiki. She does, I think Friday night they're going to be doing a seance.
Interesting.
And then Saturday, I don't think there's any ghost investigating going on that weekend. I think it's strictly a spiritual weekend. Probably Stephanie, that's kind of what Stephanie does. So it's probably more geared towards her type of thing. Now, it's hard to believe that Scott won't be investigating.
The Pink Pearls, Charlie said it's pronounced Soiree.
Soiree?
Yes.
Okay, so I learned something. I've seen the word, but I never knew how to pronounce it. Soiree. What does it mean?
Kimberly?
Like spiritual get-together? Like spiritual
right,
cookout or something? I don't know. What is it?
Soiree. I've never been to anything like that, so I do my own little thing.
It sounds like something I would bake in the oven.
Can we bring it to the Pink Pearl?
It's going to be a... I'm bringing the sexual pie soiree.
To the Pink Pearl room.
I'm involved in a sexual soiree.
You are. Really need to be age 21 and above to be at the Cabin on 360s. Cabin on 360, second floor, room to the right, the Pink Pearl. You really should be 21 and above.
Yeah, yep. Your normal general admission ticket will not get you upstairs.
Yeah, exactly. We need to make some changes.
But I thought of you at the Dunlora at that event. Now, I've been to the Dunlora. That's literally in the middle of nowhere. Mineral, Virginia is a beautiful place, but it is like in the middle of nowhere. I was more scared of the deer going home that night than I was of anything I experienced at Dunlora. And there was a lot of activity at the Dunlora that night, so. So there's an event also that same weekend at the Graffiti House, put on by Culpepper Paranormal. Let me tell you, Culpepper Paranormal is a great team. They do a lot of stuff that part of the state, but they got their hands involved in a lot of events. They've got, but that's I've been told that event is not an investigation. That is an event that's going to run from like 5 to 9 at night, and it's just going to be them giving tours, talking about the place, and going over evidence that they have collected over the many times that they have investigated. But they won't actually be investigating, which is sometimes a pretty cool
awesome
thing to show up for.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be kind of cool to get your collected evidence and then just go over some things. That would be kind of neat.
Yeah, and then, again, this is another weekend at Henricus, put on by Steve Dills and Transcend Paranormal. They are doing Haunted Henricus. Now, they did one back, I'm trying to think if it was, I think it was in July. It might have been June or July. I can't remember which. There was the event at Henricus put on by Transcend. They're doing that again on the 24th of October. I'm so glad that these places are now starting. Places like Henricus rely on donations to stay afloat. Because they're
right.
Like literally, when before this epidemic happened, there was their main groups of people that were coming were school children, and they had
right
tons of school children every day of the week coming there, and then that all stopped. And they went the whole spring without anybody being able to visit there.
Right.
It's one of those places. It's kind of like they're trying to turn it into a not only it's, you know, it's a physical place to see, but you can also, they have a lot of history walking tours. They have a lot of things going on. Blacksmith people showing you. So it kind of reminds me of a little what Jamestown does. Kind of a very active teaching. Instead of somebody standing up and just talking about it, you can actually see them doing stuff, making stuff.
Right.
Culpeper Paranormal is also doing an event at Avenal, which is in Bedford, on the 4th of November. And Avenal is one of those places that has really taken off in the last couple of years. They've started to have more and more events, and that's a very, very active place. Now, Bedford, Virginia is near Lynchburg, and so there's not too much around there, but that's a very old historic home. Again, Culpeper Paranormal does a lot of stuff in that area.
I like Culpeper. Culpeper is a beautiful place.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. It is. I jumped over a couple of things. October 25th through the 27th, Transcend Paranormal has hooked up, and they hook up with the Hanover Tavern there on 301 in Hanover. They do a lot of events with them, and they're doing their ghost walk at night events. And this is right before the week of Halloween.
Nice.
And they do these walking ghost tours. That was something that had stopped as well. Glad to see those things are being done again. Hanover Tavern is an amazing place. I knew a guy that lived there. Before the current owners owned it, and George Washington actually stayed at that house. This is one of those places that George Washington actually did stay there. But across, it's just across from Hanover Courthouse, and if you go across the street to Hanover Courthouse, they've got the old jail there. And the old jail is one of those places that as soon as you walk in, some people will have to leave because they immediately feel the presence of evil. And it is there. Huh. It is one of those places that I knew as soon as I walked in that, and no one told me this, but I said, somebody died here. And then they began to talk about how many people they hung actually in that building.
Oh, wow.
From the upstairs, they would drop them through the floor. And so that's one of the places that you will go and see. If you ever do an event at Hanover, they'll take you over there. The courthouse is over there, too. The old courthouse, you go in there and you can investigate as well. Hanover Tavern itself is a tavern that was built in the 1700s and has a really storied past as far as being a it was a tavern. It was a place where it was like probably one of the few places along that route before you got to Richmond, but you were still far enough away from Richmond that you would probably have to stay there before you made that last trek, those last several miles to get to Richmond. So
right.
It was a very popular place. That's why George Washington stayed there, because it was right on the way. So it was a well-used place and a good stop. Today, it's a good restaurant, a good dinner theater, and now a good place to investigate. They got on board when they saw how many people would show up for these events to investigate. They got on board real quick, and they said they were in favor of it. I was glad to see Pamplin Park finally get back on board and decide that they like getting these investigations going because it raises so much money for these places. And Reich has got going, I mean, because they make more in one night with these investigations than they will all week.
Right. How are you going to Pamplin Park?
Do have plans to go. I'm just waiting on I may be out of town that weekend. I'm waiting to get
okay.
that cleared up. If I don't go out of town, I'll be there.
Okay.
And that leads me to my next thing is Pamplin Park on the 7th of November is, and anybody's, and, you know, I know you've been, Jerry, and
mm-hmm.
many people out there have not had a chance to go to Pamplin Park, but I was really shocked as a person that loves history that I'd never been there. And they have done it's just a great learning experience. If you like history, to go there, see their museums, see their land,
mm-hmm.
see their forts that they've built, see the old structures. And it's laid out very nice. They have a nice building that you can meet in, a learning center,
mm-hmm.
and then to open
yeah.
it up for investigations, you know it's a very active place. And so
it is.
It's only been investigated a handful of times, so this is another event on the 7th of November that you'll want to sign up for. Flumeri has an event coming up on November 14th at Norfolk with Daryl Marston and Mustafa and those guys doing the, let's see, what is it? It's the temple. I'm not sure what type of, it's one of the, like the Masons, I believe, buildings. It's like one of those real old ones. That's down in Norfolk. They're going to be doing that
okay.
on the 14th. I think there's still tickets available for that. There is, and I jumped over another one. There is another one on the 7th of November. That's at same night as Tamplin Park at Hanover Tavern is doing another event called a dinner and investigation. So they have a dinner and an investigation at Hanover Tavern on the 7th of November. Like I said, from here on, there's like multiple events every weekend. So it's, you've got your choice and you don't have to do all of them. Like some of these, I'm like, all right, well, I've done these places multiple times. I'd like to do this place I have never been to before. And that may end up being what sways me to choose, you know, what location. I told you that the TWC likes to come to Virginia. They're going to be at St. Albans on the 5th of December. St. Albans is a place I've never been. It's on the bucket list. I will get there. TWC likes going to St. Albans. And then a week later, they're back at the Exchange Hotel for like the second time this year. So, again, they like coming to Virginia. They live in Tennessee. So it's like, as they said, coming back home. And then also on the 5th of December, another event put on by Transcend Paranormal at Dunlora. That's going to be a fun place to do that night. That is a huge list. Like I said, are events going on from now on?
Everyone. Yeah.
Every weekend. Some of these places I've done, some of these places I haven't done. Looking forward to doing them. I enjoy, as much as the places, I enjoy the people is probably much more, because it is becoming more like a family where I can go and be with Steve Dills on one night with Transcend and go to Berkeley and be at RTL and then go to the Cabin on 360 and be with Dennis and his team with Croft. Don't let me forget to also say that on October 31st, being Halloween, there is a big event at Bell Grove Plantation in King George, which is on 301, just north of Hanover. And that is going to be a Halloween event plus an investigation. So they're going to have prizes for like the best costumes, things like that. They're going to have things to eat. They're going to do an investigation. It's I think it gets started at 6 o'clock and goes all night. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's two nights. So Friday and Saturday night, You pick which night you want to do. I think it starts at $99 to do that event. Michelle Darnold, who runs Bell Grove, may have some rooms available. But that's a place that I know I've talked about a lot. But that is one of those places where I will go at any time. Anytime it's open, I'll go. Because that place, that caretaker's house, that's been on TV. That is a go-to place in Virginia to go to the caretaker's house. Fredericksburg Paranormal, our friend John Sullivan. Yes, part of the Pink Pearl Parade. at one point, John's over there just shaking his head. He's speechless like I was. He goes, I can't say anything because Savannah will say something that I can't even top.
The thing is that y'all men didn't know that us women talk like that, see? Yeah.
I just, guys are simple. Guys are like, it's pretty basic. And you get around
exactly.
a bunch of females, and it's like, oh my God, I didn't even know that stuff existed. What the? So, I think the spirits that night were kind of brought back to life a little bit, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah, and that was a lot of fun.
But John Sullivan, him and Syndra, they run Fredericksburg Print on, so it'll be those two. Sometimes Michelle Darnold's son will participate as well. But John and Syndra do a great job up in Belgrove. They, you know, it was funny the other night when we were with them. He goes, well, I decided just to bring a couple of things. And he pulls out like three suitcases of equipment. And that is light for him because I've seen the back of his car at Belgrove, and it is full of equipment. I mean, everything you can think of, and he sets it all up. And he's got gadgets, and he's always getting new stuff. That's what I like about John. He will not hesitate and get something new. And I'm
right.
like, so how does that work, you know?
Which John are we talking about?
Cool stuff. John Sullivan.
Well, he needs to add other stuff, though, to his collection. Since he's been to the Pink Pearl. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. That's the one piece of equipment he does not have.
Oh, boy. If he brought that home to Syndra and said, hey, I got us a new piece of equipment, she will just like, is this for ghost hunting or for something else, you know?
Yeah, but she would have to understand the concept. I mean, you're going to have to make that an official piece of equipment to add to the paranormal equipment that you already have. There has to be at least one glitter pink unicorn dildo. Yes, I said that. I did say that. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, I guess the appropriate term would be a prop. I don't know, but
Yes. A trigger toy. No, it would be the appropriate would be a trigger toy. Trigger toy. Because that's what you're using it for, to trigger reactions.
That, yeah.
I mean, you know, if I remember correctly, when we were, oh yeah, Charlie said the hummingbird. Yeah, you do need a hummingbird for your paranormal equipment.
I'll let y'all get that. I'm not going to go in there and buy, you know what I mean, a hummingbird, for lack of a better term, something that flutters.
I can't even remember how to make the sound.
Well, I could do it, but I think everybody gets the idea. It's a trigger object that maybe the spirits would find interesting and different than what they get exposed to on a normal daily basis. Like maybe they'll become really responsive and say, oh my God, these people are so different from the normal idiots that we get. These people are freaky.
Exactly. Yeah. Charlie said, call Savannah. She does it the best. That is the truth.
She does.
Yeah, yeah, she does. I can't even mimic it. I can't even remember. But, yeah, that was a really good night. But I do think that people should at least have one of those trigger objects in their collection. So if John Sullivan ever tunes into this, maybe he can add something to his collection other than paranormal equipment, that now that we know that spirit thinks dirty like that in the afterlife.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't know if that's ever been explored. I'm sure it has. People do some crazy stuff with a lot of different ideas and ghost hunting. But to try to get use sex objects as a trigger object to get responses is not common. I know that. I've seen enough ghost shows. Ain't never seen that in a ghost show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering theory wise if that because the spirit at Old House Woods, they have some little potty mouths. I mean, they have potty mouths too. All jokes aside, I mean, one of my EVPs was motherfucker the minute I hit the play button. So I'm just wondering if you brought an object like that to Old House Woods, would it trigger something? Just out of curiosity. Has it ever been done? Kimberly, she's online.
Yeah.
I mean, she's on live. I'm curious research wise.
I will tell you another place that would possibly that would work is at the Exchange Hotel. Upstairs of the kitchen was a place where prostitutes serviced soldiers. And not only soldiers, but throughout time. Because they always have EVPs of women, and if you say something about women, or if they have some really strong EVPs from that room that have a lot to do with prostitution and things like that. And there's a man that supposedly stands at the top of the stairs, and that kind of keeps, he wants to control everything. And he wants to control the women. And so there's a lot of people that feel that the women can't leave there, that he doesn't allow them to leave that room or leave that upstairs. Or if they try to say something, he tries to get it off. So he tries to be very controlling.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just wondering how that would play.
That would be a place that would work. Or at least should be tried.
Well, the toy that I wanted was sold. Somebody bought it. So now I've got to try to find me another trigger toy. I know that there's a shop in Newport News. I might have to make a road trip. Somebody's got to sell toys somewhere on Facebook. One of my friends.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. Somebody will... Just say, can somebody send me something? I swear I'm going to use it for a ghost investigating. You don't know what you will get.
Exactly.
If anybody's listening, send your things to Jerry. If it needs a battery, she'll put a battery in it. But
I want to.
But anyway,
implants. I want to talk about, because we got about 24 minutes left. My show, I went from a 60 minute to a 90 minute, so that, because you know the freaks are no longer with me on Tuesday nights. So,
right.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that creepy picture that you took.
Yes. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I had forgotten about that. I thought about it at the very beginning when we first started, and then I got off track like I always do. But I'll give you a little background, and for those that maybe don't know what we're talking about is, if you go to Virginia Paranormal Events, on my cover page is the picture that we're talking about. And I'll go over how that picture came about. Is that is at the manor house at Powhatan Plantation. It's on the outskirts of Williamsburg. And it is on the Powhatan Plantation Resort. And David Flowers with Virginia Paranormal Occurrence Research they've stopped it now, but he expects it to start back up in January, is he was allowed to do what they call a ghost hunting academy on about two nights a week, like Tuesdays and Saturdays or something like that. And it was great for the people that were staying at the resort, because kids loved to do that, and he would teach a class about ghost hunting. And you know, how to use equipment, and the tour, and it was cheap. So if you had kids, it wasn't going to cost you a lot of money. It wasn't like taking them all to the movie theater, you know, where you're going to spend $100.
Right.
So he would show how to use the equipment, and then after the house and the grounds was over, he would allow you to use his equipment. We're talking about SB7s. We're talking about red rods and EMF detectors and things like that. And he would allow you to investigate after that and use the equipment to see what you get. Well, which I would always do. So I called David one Saturday. I knew he was doing that. I said, "Hey, I'm gonna come up a little early if you don't mind." He said, "Yeah, that's fine." So I get up there about 20 minutes before the tour. The rest of the tour group was outside, and I came on in, and I said, "David, I'm going to go upstairs and take some pictures." Three-story building. It's actually four stories, but we're not allowed to go into the basement, and we're not allowed to go on the very top floor. So you're on the main. You can be on the floor above the main floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Dave that, "Hey, if you don't mind, I'm gonna go up and just take some pictures." And of course, I get up there, and it's a historic old Williamsburg house. Old and creepy, and I go on up there, and I'm taking pictures, and I always like to take pictures without a flash. And I've done this a lot, so I didn't really think it would be any different this time than it always is. But I'm taking pictures like I always do. And a lot of times I will take pictures, like three or four or five pictures consecutively, and within seconds of each other, and try not to move the camera, you know, try to keep it, get the same shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this room that is set up as like a dining room. It's got like a dining room table and silverware and all that stuff now, china. And above me, just outside of the room, is a staircase that leads to the top floor, which you can't go up to. And I heard something sound like was walking down the steps. I heard that first before I came outside, and then I said, okay, with David coming up the steps from downstairs, coming up to my floor, or... And that's when I went out into the kind of the hallway, and I could hear this, the steps were above me coming down.
Right.
So I'm still taking pictures now. It's funny because as soon as I kind of go out there and look up, the sound stops.
Huh.
But my eyes are adjusting to the darkness now, and I'm taking picture after picture after picture. Taking pictures in the hallway, going into the other rooms and taking pictures. And I'm actually spooking myself out. That actually, the part about the hearing the something coming down the steps kind of really spooked me out. So I was taking pictures, and I was almost taking them blindly, like pointing the picture, pointing the camera in a direction I was not, and I was taking
right.
multiple pictures, and then I creeped myself out and went on back downstairs. I even told Dave, I said, I heard somebody coming from the top floor down to my level, and it kind of freaked me out. And he said, oh, really? He goes, that's really strange. I was like, I know. And I said it was clear as day. It sounded like somebody walking down those steps. And then the next day, what I always do is I'll go back the next morning and look at what pictures I took. Now, a lot of these pictures are really, really dark.
Right.
So I do what, you know, just use the editing software on the computer itself and just lighten them up. You know, you change the brightness and all this stuff and see if, you know, you caught something. You could do that if you don't use your flash. My flash was off, and I was able to, some of them I couldn't lighten up that much. They were still so dark you couldn't even tell. And then that's when I saw it, and I was like it was in the midst of three or four pictures that there was nothing there, and then that's there. Something clearly in the doorway of where one of those pictures that I had taken where I was not looking when I took it. That's one of those ones I turned and looked in the other room and then took the camera and pointed it behind me. It just was taking picture after picture.
Right.
I went back actually the next week. I sent it to David. I sent the picture to David. He was shocked. And I went back the next week and did the exact same thing. Didn't get anything. But I was able to determine the height of that object or whatever it is in that doorway was about the size of a child. It was about 4 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not have been it must have been a child or something the size of a child, because the amount of space it takes up in the picture is not very big. So less than 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're talking about a child. We compared that picture to what he had taken a few months before that, outside, that someone had taken outside a silhouette, and that's on his page. It's a silhouette of a figure that is standing in front of one of the sheds. It doesn't cast a shadow. It itself is black. The figure that was taken at night, so you have a white background and you see this black figure standing beside a tree.
Right.
And it's not casting a shadow. And I've actually, and he has too, we tried to recreate that picture. I actually had somebody go stand in front of that. It looks nothing like it. You can't,
right.
Same time of night, same lighting, everything. You can't recreate it, what you captured. You compare the picture I took, compare his picture. Is it the same figure? I'm not saying that, but there are two. We have two pictures taken within the same time frame, within months of each other or weeks of each other, that are as good of pictures as I've ever seen of capturing something that we don't know what it is.
Right.
Is it a spirit? Is it human? Is it a ghost? It's clear enough that it's not a camera anomaly. It's not a...
Right.
It's not a black orb. It's not a shadow, even though it could be a shadow figure. It has a form to it. And
mm-hmm.
You've seen the picture. I'm just trying to explain it to people that it looks like a figure of somebody small standing in the doorway. And that's about all you can tell. Because unfortunately, it's not that clear of a picture. And
yeah,
it was taken
good,
in the dark.
It's a good picture. I mean, that was a good catch. I mean, you can tell that it's something.
Exactly why I like going to that place, because the very first time I went, and I had my, I'll say not the first time I went, but the first time I used a SB7 in my life, my daughter was, actually both my daughters went along with me, and we were upstairs playing around with that, and I was recording as I was doing the SB7. And we had gotten the name Thomas or Thomason, which is the name of a gentleman that had lived in that house. And I had gotten that on the SB7. I had gotten it twice. And I'm asking it, like, is this Thomason or? And I'm in a room upstairs that they always have a feeling of a strong female figure, like the main lady of the house, who is a very prim and proper lady who doesn't like unruly children. And she's the queen of the house. And I get a clear, and my daughter caught this before I did, because it was so clear I didn't even hear it. It says, it says get out, but in a female voice, and it's not like an evil get out. Like we get used to the ones that the brick house at the cabin likes to say, you know, where it's like a male deep voice, get out, you know. This was a female, very proper get out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asleep in the car or napping when I'm going down the road playing my what I had captured the night before and listening to these recordings. And she jumps out of her seat. She goes, "You didn't hear that?" And she said, "Rewind that." And I played it. I was like, "How did I miss that?" It was just the inflection had thrown me off because I wasn't listening for a female to say, "Get out," you know, in that type of manner. So there's been a lot of, that's why that place is really, I like going there. It's special. It's not that far away. It's a fun, David makes it fun. David's a cool guy, and that's a, you know, very historic grounds. Again, I can't tell you all the stuff that's gone on that land. They've had Civil War battles, Revolutionary War battles. People have died in the house. The coolest story is when you walk in the grounds, there's a, like I said, this is a resort. This is a hotel resort. And this manor house sits in the very center front of the resort. And behind the there's a little flower garden, garden behind the house. And behind that garden is tennis courts. And then behind the tennis courts are the swimming pool and a children's playground. And of course, there are videos, and I've seen them on YouTube, of those swings, just a swing at the playground without any kids on them in the middle of the night.
Do you know when he plans on doing tours and classes again?
I've asked him, and he said, you know, Diamond Resorts owns that property. They own a lot of properties around the world. And they shut everything down as far as activities. Like, they didn't even open the pool this year. And
I was going to say, I wonder if he's still sticking with the beginning of the year.
That's the last thing I heard, because really all he told me was, they've canceled everything for the rest of the year. And I said, well, does that mean that maybe the start of the new year that they'll do it? He goes, that's what I'm hoping.
Right.
But like I said, that's a place. It's really, really inexpensive. They don't advertise the ghost tours at the manor house outside of, like they just don't advertise it. And I found out about it because somebody had told me they had went there. They had a ghost tour there, and I called about it, and they said, "Yeah, well, you don't have to be a guest. You can just show up." And so they have a guard gate. When you pull onto the property, I just tell them, you know, I tell the security that I'm there for the ghost tour or the ghost academy is what they call it. And they let you on through. And I've actually had a chance to investigate with one of the guards came afterwards, one after their shift was over with, came over to the house, investigated with David and I one night. So it's one of those secret hidden places that not many people know about, but it's a great place. Can't wait to get going again. And again, it's special to me because, I know the place is active. I know it's got a lot of activity, and that picture proves it. But even if I didn't even have that picture, I've experienced enough and have enough EVPs from that house alone that if I didn't do anything else, I could walk away today and say, there's evidence. I've got tons of it.
Right.
So we all have places, and thank goodness, all these places are starting to open back up, and more and more places. That's the thing, is more different places are starting to open that weren't open a year or two ago are now starting to open up and a lot of these historic places need the money. But just think about how many times the cabin has had events this year alone, and this has not been a normal year. So they've probably had more events this year than they've ever have, and they'll have even more coming up. Pamplin Park and Enricus, the Exchange Hotel. What places that have we not been to yet that are going to open up and say, hey,
a lot.
What the paranormal money brings in. We need a piece of that pie. So, it's exciting.
And we'll definitely figure out Old House Woods. I understand Donna's schedule, so I understand why she would want to go early in the afternoon. So,
but if you do it on the weekends or Friday or Saturday, any time for me is good. So
okay.
What works for y'all? I'm kind of excited about discovering that place. Again, that's a place I've never been. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, it's active day or night, but, I know Donna teaches classes and just different things like that, so.
And I meant to tell you this. I saw the Wormley House has got a business in it now.
It does. It's wine and cheese.
It was open that day of the golf cart parade. I just couldn't make it over there. I wanted to go inside so bad.
Yeah. She's open every day, so now you'll have that opportunity. We got less than a minute left because, what's her name? The Blog Talk chick is going to kick us off the air.
Like we did last time, so. Well, I'll be back in a month, and hopefully we'll have some good stuff then. So,
all right. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
It's always good, and we'll try some new things and go to some new places. Just stay in touch.
That I will. That works.
All right. Well, thank you all for having me, and I hope y'all go to my page if you want to know what's going on in Virginia.
All righty. Virginia Paranormal Event.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
See ya.
All righty. Bye.